You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan has historically had an uphill climb to attract investor dollars, but that's changing. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes says the smart money is placing bets on Detroit, on Michigan, and that's changing the narrative of both. Daniel, what's happening at the upcoming North American International Auto Show to prove this point?
They are going to have a thing called Automobility, which is for the first time an exposition, for lack of a better word, of mobility technologies and companies, startup companies, that are going to be coming there and presenting and showing their wares and even potentially pitching in front of venture capital companies or firms, I should say. And that's very new. It's the first time it's ever been done. But I think it really signifies kind of how Detroit is becoming very cool in the business firmament. It wasn't too many years ago, as everybody knows, that two of the three companies were in bankruptcy. The feds had to rescue General Motors and Chrysler from absolute collapse. Bankruptcy was the watchword. We then segued into, a few years later, the bankruptcy of the city of Detroit. And now we come out on the other side here, and you've got some very smart money that historically has been focused in Silicon Valley that is really looking at Detroit and really looking at Detroit as opportunity. And when you have VC firms that are coming in here that want to talk to startup companies and look for companies to invest in, because that's what their business is, that says a lot about what they think is going on in Detroit. And I think people have got to stop thinking, I know it's hard, but they got to stop thinking about the auto industry in Detroit in the traditional ways. This is not traditional in any way, shape, or form. Yes, they're still making the cars and trucks that people have historically grown up with and drive in their personal lives. But there's a whole new vista of business that is opening, and it is bringing a different kind of business attention and investor attention on Detroit and on the capability of this transportation ecosystem.
This, as you say, the largest transportation technology cluster that can happen in the world could be here in Michigan.
That's exactly right. And now, you know, this isn't the only place that this is going on, but it's clearly the largest in the United States. I mean, the test beds that we have in Michigan and as a state are larger than California, and they're equal to the entire country of Japan. And the other thing that's very interesting about it is it's attracting a lot of young, technically minded people who want to come and be part of this industry. They don't want to come and be part of the industry necessarily to develop the next F-150. What they want to do is be part of mobility solutions. That is something that is a quantum leap that leapfrogs the technology. And the people that they're recruiting are people that want to, are the millennial types that want to be part of something bigger, that want to make a difference in a major way. The other thing that's likely to happen, and I think they may even announce it today, Cindy, is Dan Gilbert has got a prime speaking role in this auto show. And you'd say, well, what's he got anything to do with it? Well, Dan Gilbert is Dan Gilbert, and he's going to pitch to the media there and the auto executives and say, hey, get outside of Cobo. Go see what's going on in this town. Go to our restaurants. Go to see a show. Go to a bar. Hang out, see what's happening here. There's a lot going on in Detroit that we think you need to see, and then you need to tell people about it.
So it's the idea that this gold rush is not a flash in the pan. It's something people can plan on and build on.
I think that's exactly right, and we'll see where it goes. But I think we got to keep looking at this, Cindy, and keep talking to people about it.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.